You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Right, now we've got a guest in the studio with us, a guest pertaining to a very exciting gig that's happening tomorrow. And before I introduce the guest, well, let me just play a song that he suggested that we play. Now, you can try and guess what should the performers playing the 95 BFM Gold tomorrow, 50th anniversary show at the Power Station, what should the four performers that are playing, what should the four acts that will be on stage, do you think that this next guest comes from? Now, the bands that are playing are Beast Wars. The original True School Hip Hop shows, doesn't really count as a band, does it? But it's like a, I'm guessing, urban circus madness, buddy. There'll be a lot of mic leads getting caught up in mic leads, is what I think, anyway, there. Coco Solid or Miss June? All right, I'm going to play the song now, and you see, you tell me if you think you know who our guest may be from. Whoops, that's not going to play. Okay, all right. What about this one here? Do you think this will play? Oh, this one will play. This one plays. Eight past eight. A lot of thousands of people guessing there, a lot of texts, a lot of calls. That was White Zombie. And now, is Nate from Beast Wars. Hello.
Hello, Mikey.
How are you? Thanks for coming.
Play that one again.
How are you?
I'm so
Surely
good.
You should be in bed, preparing yourself, resting for the furious onslaught of your performance tomorrow night.
It is going to be...
At the 50th gold anniversary of 95 BFM.
It is going to be a lot of work for an older athlete like myself.
Right, the open category. The radio station's 50 years old, so don't hear it complaining.
Yeah, well, it's not creaking yet, is it?
No,
Still going strong.
Named after a boob years ago.
Oh, yeah. What's it called? Booby FM or something?
Radio Bosom.
Radio Bosom.
Yeah, Radio Bosom. Still alive. Still 50 years old. Named after a boob. We've got a massive big party with you guys playing.
Cool.
Beast Wars are an amazing band. And recently have been through some trials and tribulations, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the band kind of broke up and we had 2 years off.
Yep. That counts as a trial.
Yeah. Yep. I moved to London. And then...
Is that where you got your great frog shirt from that you're wearing right now?
Yeah, I did actually.
Because it says London on it, but I mean, remember there's a great frog. Do you know there's a great frog in Auckland?
No, I just know there's one in London, LA.
There was one in Auckland in Lawn Street.
Okay. Long time ago, anyway, they make rock and roll rings, don't they?
I know, I've got one.
They invented the skull ring. Yeah. Invented the skull ring, those guys.
It's crazy, yeah. But so you went to London, how was that?
Oh, it was amazing. Got very inspired, saw a million bands, joined a band over there, so got to play a few shows and like festivals in Europe and see parts of the UK which I hadn't seen before, like Newcastle and Leeds.
Wow!
Yeah, all the hot spots.
But then came back here.
Yeah, well, I was over there and then got a phone call from Matt, our singer, saying he's got cancer, and I was like, oh god, that's shocking news.
It was shocking news, wasn't it? It was shocking news for all fans of the band, and but especially for you guys, it must have been just.
Especially because we hated each other.
Oh, really? I didn't know that's why the band had broken up, really. But interesting how suddenly when something like that happens.
Definitely.
You
reassess your...
Yeah, yeah, and you realise why you actually were friends in the first place, I guess.
Definitely.
And the experiences you've had together and, So what was that like? Tell me, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into your personal life there, mate, but I think that's really...
Oh, well, it was, as I said, it really made you reassess your friendship and also what the band meant to people, because when we did the Facebook post and did a I said Matt's got cancer, we're going to do this fundraiser for t-shirts because he's living on $300 a week and his rent is $350 a week. We did this t-shirt fundraiser and the response was just absolutely crazy. Like, we had no idea people would care that much, and people from all around the world buying t-shirts, and that was when everyone went, okay, well, people actually really care about this band, maybe we should get back together and play some more shows and put everything in the past and be friends again and try and take it back to where it was when we started, where it wasn't just about yes, thank you.
I mean, isn't that cool? That's cool that happened in a weird way. Difficult, I guess, for Matt, very obviously, and for all of you, I suppose. But here you are, and having that knowledge that it really was. I mean, I know that we were talking about this the other day with who was I talking about this with? I'm trying to remember I don't want to drop in the push thing. There's another one. But anyway, I will drop in the push one instead because I remember that one. Certain songs. Oh no, was that with that Aqua Venga Boys party thing we had that in Auckland recently? And this, who would have thought that that would even be a thing?
Yeah.
For some people that marks a certain thing in their lives, a certain period, a certain time. Same as push marks a certain time period, and Beast Wars a certain time period, feeling whatever.
Yeah.
And you don't really. I think you do gloss over that at the time because you're so concerned with just trying to keep the machine going and
totally.
Do all that sort of stuff. That it's quite mind blowing when you have, with the benefit of hindsight, look back and go, wow,
that's. It definitely makes you not argue about petty things anymore.
Yeah. What was the first practice like when you got back together?
Oh, it was pretty weird because Matt looked like he was 70 years old, had no hair, skinny as anything after chemo. It was like, looked like I was jamming with a ghost.
Really?
Casper.
No, and did you sort of, but you're into it though, everyone's obviously into it, you're still
Plowed
through. He's in good health now?
Yeah, he's doing, he's back to the old troublemaker, he's good.
He's going to break up again.
pretty much. He's got his beard back, got his wizard. Looks like a wizard still, so that's...
You guys just played a significantly sunny gig.
Oh, yeah, we just did it, put on our own festival for our 10th, it's actually our 10th birthday today of the band.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day / 10th birthday.
Yeah, we played our first show 10 years ago, so we put on a party in Upper Hutt at a brewery, a Panhead Brewery in Upper Hutt.
And what was the party called?
Saturday, it was called Obey the Riff.
Yeah!
Played lots of riffs, had Earth Tongue, one of my favourite Wellington bands.
Yes,
had Stalker.
Played a lot of Earth Tongue.
Stalker, who were like this 80s speed metal sort of band. And had like a whole headline, and we kind of was in the middle there, and it was a doozy.
And that would have been a doozy, but quite hot, you said, quite sunny.
Yeah, it was about 28 degrees and
That's one thing that bands that play your style of music, I guess, don't prepare for. Firstly, daytime performances.
Yeah, we're not a fan of daytime shows.
Secondly, sunny daytime performances.
Yeah.
Same way that I've seen DJs go out there on a sunny day and watch their records warp as they're playing them. Mm. That's a good fun thing to do as well for the disc jockey. Right, now, so tomorrow night at the Power Station, you guys are playing. You're the final act on stage.
Yep.
A lot of pressure there. The final act on stage for the 50th anniversary of this radio station. A lot of pressure.
It's an honour.
It is an honour. We're honoured to have you along, and very much looking forward to seeing your newly revitalised chops.
Yep. Yeah. Full of energy.
Full of energy. All right, and anything else you want to tell us about? Where's the future of the band coming up? What's going on? Close it all down after the Power Station gig on Friday. Is that it for the band, or is there a second wind?
I think we're gonna, we've got a bit of a fan base in Australia, so we'll go back and tour there again. We went there last time in November, and that was really good. So just keep on crossing the Tasman, and set our sights further afield.
Well, I'm really stoked that you guys are back together. I'm really stoked that you're playing the party tomorrow night. Wish you all the very best. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mikey.
Go the Beast Wars!
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.